Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
So as you may know, if you listened to the last episode, I am recording my memoir of a mediocre life and releasing it as an audiobook, and you can come on that journey. So while I'm figuring out all the how stuff, how to get it live in Audible and all that kind of jazz, I figured there's no point getting stuck in that. What about if I just followed a path of least resistance and shared each chapter as I edit them, or as they're edited and produced, and share them with you guys as a private podcast? So if you're interested in coming on that journey, it's $15 plus GST, so $16.50, and you get to join an exclusive Facebook group where I'll share some stuff that goes on during the production, and we can have a conversation about what chapters brought up for you, etc., etc. And each time a chapter is finished, it will be published into the group and via a private podcast. So if you're interested in learning about that, it's just at carlynimmo.com/book. So enough with the plugs. What I wanted to talk to you about today was something that has come up just this morning while I've been walking on the beach. I'm going to go home. I've got like a full day of work today, but I'm going to try and record a few more chapters and start sending some of the audio off to my editor today. And it's interesting because I read some of the chapters that I'd written around Christmas last year, I guess, around November last year. I was doing some rewriting, so it hasn't sat completely untouched. Come on. For the year, it's been not quite that long. I was doing some editing and stuff, and I'd written some chapters. I was unsure like how much. When I started reading the first draft, the finished first draft, there were some things I wanted to change. And I was kind of like, do I have lessons in there from my entrepreneurial journey or not? And I decided to write a few while I was driving. Well, I wasn't driving because I can't write and drive. But Miko was driving us from up here near Byron down to Melbourne. And part of me was like, oh, I don't know if I share this stuff. I don't know if it's any good. I don't know if it's boring, more lessons from a business owner. But then, you know, it's around stuff that is important, like my relationship with money, or stuff around creating boundaries in business. So I decided to leave it in and record it and publish it. I guess the reason I wanted to share that with you was because so often we move into this self-doubt place and move away from the thing we want to do. So it's like the self-doubt comes up and we go into this place of, oh well, I guess that's not the thing, because it's not, you know, eternally easy. There's some resistance or something you come up against, mostly yourself and your inner critic. And then we walk away. But what if, instead of allowing self-doubt or the feeling that we're not being seen or the feeling that we're, you know, that invisible feeling, but mostly the self-doubt, what if instead of retreating when the self-doubt strikes, instead we double down and we go into it and we create regardless of it? You know, I finished Find Your Freak on the 31st of July, and that is something that I wouldn't have created if I had let my self-doubt get the best of me. It just would not have happened. So instead of walking away when I find myself doubting, you know, when I find myself stuck in all the things that I'm not, then now I'm like, right, well, do it regardless. You know, like, what are you going to prove? You're either going to prove that, yeah, it's true, you can't do it, or you're going to do it and you're going to be like, fuck, that was amazing. You're going to learn something from it. And it's very likely that you're going to learn you're more capable than you think you are. So this, you know, this idea of, instead of retreating, going in and going double, you know, like actually not retreating but leaning into your self-doubt, was also inspired by, you know, sometimes you just see all this stuff and it reinforces things that are going on in your own head and your own process. We're all plugged into the same cloud, I guess. So I had seen something that Jana Kingsford, who was a guest on this podcast a couple of years ago, had written about when she feels ignored, she ignites. So for her, when she's putting her content out there and it's not getting a lot of traction or people aren't really, you know, like pressing like, we take it to mean it's something about us. But sometimes it's just a fucking algorithm, you know? Like, we can't take this shit personally. And her thing is, when she feels that way, instead of retreating and going into hiding, she ignites. It lights a fire in her. And then she goes, you know, hell for leather on creating more content. So it's a confirmation of that same idea, right? Instead of retreating due to self-doubt, you run straight into it. You create despite the self-doubt. And the more that you do it, what I'm learning through, you know, and what I've learned through creating Find Your Freak was there's always something more to say. There's always something more to do. And not just for the sake of doing it. Like, when you open up that level of creativity to like some form of daily creation, whether that is a daily practice, like doing your morning pages, or whether it's, you know, like committing to doing something creative every day. For me, it's practicing speaking, right? Like it's me sharing stories. My voice is like my instrument. So that practice has really opened me up to more of it. But had I retreated due to self-doubt, I would never have learned that I was capable of creating daily, you know, creating content daily regardless of how I felt about it, just showing up because I had to show up for my people, but also for my muse, right? So just a thought for you, when you find yourself paralyzed by self-doubt, what power are you giving that self-doubt? Are you giving it the power to stop you in your tracks and not allow you to move forward? And is it possible that you could try the George Costanza opposite approach to that, where instead of retreating, you do the opposite? You double down, you make shit happen, you go create, you show up, you speak up. So that's it from me today. Just an invitation to try a different approach. Hey, buddy.
First of August, not September. All right.
Well, until next week, peace out. Oh, and if you want my book, carlinimmo.com/book. Seriously, it's a community is already building in there. Loving it. And I hope to see you in there. It's only $16.50, including GST. Why the fuck wouldn't you? And don't wait, you know? Don't wait. I'm creating this now. So I'll see you in there. Okay, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.